Okay, welcome to today's show, which we have this man, David Katz, who is a entrepreneur with probably the easiest to use Amazon influencer finding place, where they take only commission, cost you nothing to sign up, easy to use, they will get you sales, and guess what? They only take a commission. You cannot lose by signing up from this guy. So anyway, I probably should tell you a little bit more about it afterwards and tell you to sign up, but I'll tell you right now, you can just skip the podcast and sign up to Archer Affiliates and you'll be fine, because this man David Katz is on it. So welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you for having me, Aaron. Appreciate the introduction.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So David, bro, tell me, like, let's just start, like, just set the ground, because since, I mean, honestly, we know each other really just on the business sense, because, you know, your program works good for our brands and things like that. But otherwise, like, just tell me how you got started in business. Why did you even choose this kind of business? Like, how'd you stumble into this thing?
Sure. Good question. Guess it goes back a few years back when I was about 18 years old, finishing up high school.
That was last year.
just kidding. Pretty close. Yeah. You're not many years off. But I was finishing up high school and was going to take a gap year, actually, before college.
I mean, like a year to chill and do nothing and party.
That's what's right? up.
Okay.
Yeah. And before that, I was just looking, before that gap year started, was looking for, you know, a quick part-time job. Ended up at my friend's Amazon agency before Amazon agencies were like a dime a dozen and every single person was opening them up. Yep. Ended up with a job there.
Could you share the name?
The name is Albert Scott.
And the agency name?
That's the agency.
Oh, really? Okay. Albert Scott. Amazon agency. Okay.
Fine. There it is. Cool.
And that's everybody's name, I guess.
No. That was the random name they picked.
It's actually stop.
Funny story there. It's actually the CEO of that company, the one who opened it with my buddy, was his son. So his dad had a bunch of domain names. He was buying and selling domain names. And when they started the company, they said, all right, they couldn't think of a name. They said, yo, we can't spend time thinking of a name. We're just going to pick a random domain name that I own. And that was the one that they picked. So that was the company.
Guys, don't overthink your name. Were they profitable? They were profitable and well?
Big company. They're still around.
Dude. So there you go.
50 plus brands on Amazon.
It's wow.
With that name. Albert with the, Scott.
Picking out a name literally out of a hat. So don't overthink things, guys. Please don't overthink it. Okay.
I like that. There you go. And so I ended up there. Worked there for about 2-3 years. At the height of when I was there, we were managing 50 plus brands. We had a really awesome team, and then transitioned a little bit to the beauty industry, focused on a specific brand. I was working for a pretty large hair care brand. Had a few
projects. You moved from Albert Scott to direct
hair care brand. Okay. Had a few projects of my own, and just fell in love with Amazon. The gap year was long gone. College was long gone.
Hell yeah, baby.
We were in on the econ train. Now, fast forward to 2021. Never forget the day during my time at this hair products company. And we woke up one morning and our sales were just 10x. And this was a pretty large brand. We were talking seven figure brand, 10 million plus, doing some serious numbers. And the sales were just 10x, and it was 9 a.m. on Eastern time zone. So we're still 3 hours behind on the Amazon schedule.
Wow.
And we're like, what the hell is going on? Where's this coming from? Mm-hmm. After a little bit of research, we recognized what had happened, which is an awesome story. So this hair care product was picked up by Marissa Tomei, from Aunt May from Spider-Man. It was right after Spider-Man came out, and Marissa Tomei had played Aunt May, who's in Spider-Man. If you watch Spider-Man, you would know Aunt May.
Is Marissa a guy or a dude?
Lady.
So what role?
Aunt May. She played Aunt May.
Oh, Aunt May. Okay. Sorry. I thought you said Ant-Man, dude.
No,
I literally thought you said she played Ant-Man. Or this guy, or Marissa played Ant-Man. I'm like, what's the deal? Okay.
Different movie. Aunt May,
not Ant-Man. Thank you. Sorry.
There you go. And she had done a video with Vogue magazine where she had used our product. She was going through like her full beauty routine. So all the skincare products she uses, all that. And she had used this hairspray as one of the products.
What's the hairspray? What's the brand?
Brand's called Style Edit.
Okay.
It's like hair cover up spray. Cool. Was featured in this video, and for literally a minute, maybe not even so long. But that got picked up by a bunch of beauty publications. Really? InStyle magazine, Style Craze. They're like, yo, check out this hair hack from Marissa Tomei that she's using. Buy it for $30 on Amazon. And our sales were exploding because of that.
Wow.
All organic. Nobody knew anything about it. It was crazy. And from there, I was like, what the hell is going on? What is this? This is huge. Like, we couldn't do that with PPC. We couldn't do that with organic traffic. We couldn't do that with anything.
Right.
And that's kind of what got the ball rolling where I'm at today.
That's amazing. Okay, so then have you been... Okay, here's a tough question.
All right.
Have you been able to make, now that you're doing this, something as significant as this Marissa Tomei article?
Not... Ooh, good question. Not in as quick of a period of a time. There was a certain viral element to it that, to be honest, haven't figured out yet.
Yeah.
Where it was picked up by so many publishers so quickly. And did well on like every single one of them, all organically. Again, I like.
Did BuzzFeed pick it up?
Not particularly.
No, okay. Do you know what year was this?
2021.
Okay, 2021. Okay. Yeah, I mean that's tough because you know that's making $100,000+ a day.
Yeah.
I mean, like easy.
It was crazy.
Just from an article.
Yeah, but we have been able to get some pretty significant traction on the right products. It doesn't work for every product. It's got to have some of that viral element, and we have been able to get some pretty significant traction. And over a longer period of time, in terms of just numbers, probably somewhere close to replicate that through the program that we've built today. But yeah, that was just also the element of surprise that had.
Yes.
Like now when we get a placement, we kind of know it's coming up. We have an idea of if that's going to be featured or not. But that element of surprise that it has of like opening your Amazon account that day and it's just like, holy shit, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
It's nuts.
That's brilliant, man. Okay, so then let's give me a bit of an explanation of how the program works. Obviously, I already know because I'm on it. But like, hey, will you guys take, you know, pretty much any brand and offer it? Because you're marketplace based where people come and they see products they might like. So do you kind of accept any seller or what kind of criteria do you have?
Sure. So let's just backtrack. I'll give you the brief intro of the company and then how we work and who we accept and who we work with. So Archer Affiliates is what we call an affiliate marketing network. If you're familiar with CJ Impact, Awin, ShareASale, all these are networks specifically for Shopify. So what that means is they connect everyone from, and technically we do also, they connect everyone from media publishers, influencers, product comparison sites, deal sites, anyone who has an audience, that audience is looking to them for what should I purchase online. They're connecting those people with the brands, in this case sellers, and we're doing that for Amazon. We connect Amazon sellers with all these people who are promoting Amazon products. Historically, like was done in the situation that I had with that Marissa Tomei and hair product, these people or publishers or affiliates, we call them affiliates. It just encompasses everyone, influencers, media publishers, all that. They were paid directly from Amazon. So they usually earned like a 3-5% commission paid directly from out of Amazon's pocket just for sending this traffic and generating these sales on Amazon.
Yep.
And that's, in our case, again, that's what happened. They generated a few $100,000 of sales. They got their 3-5% commission from Amazon. They were happy. That's it. What we've done is,
and by the way, just as a point, I mean, I feel like maybe my wife tells me not to do this so much, but I'm going to do it. Like, I signed up for the Amazon Associates program like way back. And from what I remember, I either started at 4%. It might have been 3, but it might have been 4.
How long ago was this? What's
this
way
was
back?
This was like 2019, 2018.
Oh, they've cut the rates like 3 times since then.
Really? So, yeah. Oh, okay. Because I knew it went up to like a 10%. If you sold like certain amount, if you did an X amount a month and it went up. So, okay, fine. I don't know the most retail.
Yeah, they have a lot of incentives that if you hit, first of all, there's specific categories that are slightly higher.
Yep.
And there's also, if you, like you kind of saying, if you hit certain sales metrics, the payouts do get slightly higher.
Okay.
But they're still, we're not talking more than 6-8% max.
Yep. Okay, okay.
Now, what we've done is we've built a network and a, like you said, kind of a marketplace where sellers themselves can incentivize publishers to work with their products, not their competitors, not other Amazon products, simply by offering some sort of increased commission rate. So as a seller, you can add your products, add Zule products into the Archer network and say, yo, BuzzFeed, instead of earning 4% promoting KitchenAid, go promote My Milk Frother and you'll earn 15, 20, 30, 40%. However aggressive you want to be, obviously the more incentivizing the offer is from a brand's perspective, the more incentivizing that will be for the publisher. Or I should say the higher that offer is, the more incentivizing it'll be for the publisher. But what we've done is build this network of both these people of media publishers, influencers, all those affiliates, all those Amazon sellers offering increased commission rates. And we've built our own kind of affiliate network and ecosystem and space all using Amazon attribution links. So everything is trackable. If you're a seller, it's eligible for that 10% brand referral bonus. And all the publishers that are promoting Amazon products through Archer are using their those attribution links, which are created on the seller's account, and the reporting is available in the dashboard. Coolest thing is, like you said, when I was building the company, that we're fully performance-based. So when I was building the company, I, through my time in the Amazon space, I probably was speaking to hundreds of vendors, from PPC agencies to softwares, price tracking, inventory tracking softwares. There's some great softwares out there. There's a whole lot of them and a whole lot of options in every category. And I wanted the one that I built to really be a no-brainer for every seller. Every seller has gone through the pain of signing up to a software, paying those setup fees, being locked in for some sort of contract. We've all been there. We've all been burned. It's part of the game, kind of. But we kind of wanted to be different. And that's why we set up the network and the program where we're fully performance-based. We put our money where our mouth is. There's no sign-up fees, no monthly fees. To answer your question, any brand from any category can be added. You simply sign up, add a commission offer. We import your products. On each product, you're able to set a commission offer. And we don't charge any fees other than that commission that you set. So we take a cut of whatever that commission payout is based on the sales we generate from those that network of affiliates that we have. And that's really it. There's no upfront fees, no monthly fees, none of that.
It's amazing. So anybody, like guys, it's really a no-brainer. Like, it's a no-brainer. Get extra sales to your Amazon listings. Get extra sales. Like, boom. Mm-hmm. That's very, very simple. Archer Affiliates.
That's
right?
What's up.
And you don't have any link or anything special for any listeners? No. Just archeraffiliates.com. Yeah,
there's nothing special. It's already free.
Guys, it's already free. So tell you what. Special code. Archeraffiliates.com. Special code just today to signing up is free.
limited time.
Limited time. Okay, so now I want to ask you some stats, right? Like, can you share how many brands have you onboarded, or maybe customers, or like any sort of figures? Like, how is this thing actually performing for you?
We got about 900 brands and about 1,300 or so different types of affiliates who range in size. It's everyone from a micro influencer has 2,000-3,000 followers all the way up to some massive media companies that we're working with. And I will say the results are super variable.
Yeah.
So what that means is, you know, we have our top 10% of brands doing, some of our brands are already doing 100,000 plus a month. They're doing massive sales. They consistently get picked up. They're offering really aggressive discounts and promo codes and really high commission offers. And then we have our brands who are more stagnant and moving a little bit slower. But
Where are we?
Ooh, I got to check.
Okay.
We got to see where you stack up. I hope it's in that 10%. Pressure's on now.
Okay.
But there's you know, I think the opportunity in general is really growing as more and more of the affiliates that we're speaking to become just familiar of the concept of getting paid more than what Amazon's offering them. There's a lot of opportunities and a lot of doors opening up as we kind of just educate the affiliates on, hey, you know, instead of earning this 5%, work with these brands and you'll earn 15, 20, 30%. You'll literally 10x your revenue in a month. It's a super attractive offer, and they're finding out about that, and the opportunities are increasing. But we've already generated a few million dollars in sales in our first few months of operating the program.
That's amazing.
And we're growing fast and significantly.
Wow. And then how do you find, what's your pitch to find the affiliate? Like, how do you find more affiliates? Like, are you doing social media? Are you just cold calling, like just DMing people? Hey, I got another offer. And, you know, don't buy Bitcoin, instead sign up for Archer Affiliate.
We've developed a pretty large network, a pretty significant network with a lot of the larger affiliates through like trade shows, speaking gigs and stuff like that. We have a pretty good network there. A lot of the influencers, we've teamed up with some agencies and other partners who have a lot of sales data from a large list of influencers. And we can say, all right, these ones are the ones actually generating sales. Let's go after them. Let's make sure that we get them, and we incentivize them. Really show them the value. You know, once we're able to show someone the value of just 4xing their revenue, the sales process is pretty smooth.
Pretty simple. And for them, it's also no fees or anything?
Of course, no fees, nothing. They just got to start using attribution links instead of their associates links.
Wow. And what do you think? Has Amazon reached out to you at all, or you have no communication from them, I'm assuming? Like us, I mean, we sold so much and Amazon doesn't like call us and say like, hey, you're doing a good job. I mean,
that's unfortunately the case, right?
Yeah.
We do have a lot of communication with the attribution team, some communication with the associates team, and we've kind of helped them on product. But yeah, I mean, it's Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but in fact, I actually went to Amazon's podcast. They actually did invite us to go and talk.
That's so cool.
So I take it back. This is Small Business Podcast by Amazon.
Get out of here.
Yeah, for real.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I take it back. They actually have reached out to us, but that was after over $100 million in sales.
How much are you doing a year now?
Last year, Amazon... I mean, honestly, I have two different reports. One of them said like around $85 million for Zuli, and the other one said like $80. And I think it's like net sales versus gross sales. Maybe we had that much in refunds. I don't know. I need to look at the numbers, but I thought it was like 85, but then I looked at it and it showed 80. And the numbers, anyway, somewhere between 80 and 85.
That's not bad.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
Somewhere in that.
And what's your goal for this year?
So this year, we're already on track to do over 100.
Hell yeah.
Because we've also acquired some companies. We actually acquired two companies in January. So we're buying brands.
Space also?
No, outside. Well, one in the kitchen, one outside the kitchen. So yeah, I mean, for sure over 100.
Wow.
So, and we should, it should be pretty simple. I mean, we almost did that last year with all the acquisitions and stuff, but like we did more than 85 with everything total combined.
Wow.
Whatever. So this year for sure. And then, I think we have to put the other brands on. I don't think we have all our brands on Archer yet. So I'll put them in there.
What are we waiting for?
Yeah, no, I don't. It's just putting it together. No, I don't think we're waiting for anything. Well, and I have a question, because if you're like an influencer, there is a difference, which I think this is a margin play for Amazon. But have you gotten resistance, or like, what do you say to people? Because for the associates, they don't have to buy the product you're promoting. They can buy anything.
Yeah.
So when you're using this link, you have to sell the exact item. So like when you flip from people, I remember when I tried associates, I only got to about my best month. I think I made $350, which means I sold whatever, a few thousand bucks. Yeah, maybe $5,000, whatever. That was my highest month ever. And I was going full time or attempting to go full time into Amazon Associates. But I remember I was promoting like juicers, right? But I was selling TVs and other stuff, right? So I don't remember the split of my income, but what kind of pushback are you getting? And like, so, how does that go into play?
Yeah, so just to clarify, what you're talking about is there's something called, I forgot the exact word for it, but essentially any traffic that a standard associate drives to Amazon on that specific customer that they're driving to Amazon, they get credit for any purchase that that customer makes within the next 24 hours. So if you're an influencer, you drive a customer to Amazon and they already had a TV in their cart from 2 days ago, and then they just see it, oh shit, I had a TV in my cart from 2 days ago, let me purchase that, and they purchase it, you would get credit for that.
Yep.
You would get that commission with an attribution like
my amazing 3.5%.
There you go. Yeah. 3.5 is better than nothing, right?
And
with that attribution link, kind of like you're saying, that's obviously out the window. That doesn't exist.
Yep.
So to be honest, this conversation comes up a lot.
Yep.
Well, I don't want to get too technical on the publisher side, but this conversation comes up a lot with the publishers and affiliates you're speaking to. Really boils down to the numbers. And different publishers have different conversion rates.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen publishers with as low as like a 0.5 conversion rate on the product they're promoting.
And they're selling, so they're selling 99%
of the sales are from everything else. Their goal is simply just
drive that click. So those wouldn't be a good fit.
Exactly. And even within a lot of the publishers, like some of them have really high, some of the big name publishers, I don't want to drop names, but some of the big name publishers have really, really low rates of the product, of conversion rates to the products that they actually are promoting in general, if you look at it from a top level. But if you break it down from like the specific types of placements, the specific types of articles, you can pretty much pinpoint like, okay, this article is going to drive a lot of traffic to that specific product. This article probably more just halo traffic. That's the
right
word for it. So we work with publishers to really identify which opportunities make sense, which don't. For example, like a lot of publishers consistently drive traffic to the Amazon deals page because deals are the best. Deals converts. Everybody wants a deal.
Yep.
So publisher will drive traffic to the deals page. We can give you deals and we can provide you with a lot of sellers from our network that are offering deals at that time, but probably not super relevant.
Sure.
When it comes to just a specific product that's, you know, trendy, the newest number one rated milk frother in Amazon, I can help you with that. I know that's going to convert. I know it's going to be a good piece, and we can give you an attribution link for that as a publisher.
So what is kind of like a high, like guys that you do want to work with? So you're saying the conversion share of the advertised product. So on a deals page, you could see 0.5%. What is like, hey, a person sells significantly most of the time they're selling that product. What's like a percentage that's high? Hey, this is a good person to work with.
A dedicated article for one specific product.
Yeah, or so maybe a listicle, right? That I guess has five links and then it's...
A listicle, not as even as much as a dedicated article. Listicle is high. But a dedicated article, an article that features a single product. Yeah. I'll tell you the problem with listicles in a second. Not the problem. They're great listicles. Sure, huge opportunity. But why they're not as good as a dedicated article with some sort of promotional feature. Mm-hmm. So a coupon code, on-page coupon, something like that. Those are insane. Those are highly converting. Okay. Obviously varies by publisher and what, you know, the weight of those. With the listicles, tends to be that a lot of the traffic coming through those listicles is usually customers that are doing a lot of research.
Yeah, shopping.
They'll get to those articles from doing a lot of Googling, a lot of all of that. And they probably, if, now I shouldn't say they probably won't convert, or they'll probably convert another customer, but the chances, another product, but the chances of that happening are much higher than if they're just seeing like, oh shit, this is a cool product that I'm, with a promo code that I just read an article about on BuzzFeed, let me buy this. Much higher chance that they're going to buy that than, and if they went to Amazon, than if they came through a listicle, you know, shopping for their best mattress. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to go around searching for other competitors, seeing which one's the best, weighing their options.
So what's like a percentage, a good percentage for like a dedicated article? How much is that going to do on that main product versus other products?
Oh, it can get flipped that. It can get 99%, 95%. Really? Okay. Yeah, it can get high.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. That's amazing.
Again, it depends all on the publisher, depends on where they're featuring the article, what the article is. It depends on a lot, but.
Right. Like that Marissa Tomei article. It's like, good, they're going to go and buy that. Most of the people all went to buy that one thing. And then a small percentage. So yeah, I'll buy something else.
Exactly. That got featured on the homepage of all those publications. It's not like customers are doing research. It's kind of new to brand, new to concept, new to product customers.
Mm. Nice. Okay. So, and then, if to have success on the platform, so I'm a brand, right? In Sulek Kitchen, we came on. What do you suggest to have the best success on your platform? Like for us, like actually, like not, this is not so much for my listeners now. This is for me. Like, what do I do to get the best, you know, performance?
Number one, first and foremost, the brands with the deepest catalogs, the most products tend to win. The reason for that is because we focus on something called product affiliate fit, which kind of makes sense. Like product market fit, just product affiliate fit. The more products you have, you can have the best selling supplement on Amazon. If none of our affiliates are interested in promoting a supplement, there's nothing we can do. Yep. If you have the number one milk frother and for whatever reason, none of our affiliates are interested in promoting milk frothers, I can leave it up there. Sure. It doesn't cost anything, but probably not going to generate much traction. Having a super large, diverse catalog that covers a lot of categories tends to open up a lot of opportunities in that aspect of product affiliate fit. So that would be number one, just adding as many products as possible. Second would be obviously the highest commission. You know, a higher commission is always more incentivizing for the publisher, generates interest. So that would be number two. Number three would be some sort of deal, promo code, on-page coupon, something of that sort. We work with a lot of deal sites. We work with a lot of publishers who only publish products with deals. Facebook groups that are focused on deals, all those mom and woman Facebook groups are huge, massive opportunity. Again, depending on category, but really large opportunity. I would say the other is category. Obviously, there's certain categories that just perform really well when it comes to affiliate. It tends to be the categories that lean towards that impulse purchase. So you see a pair of socks randomly, you're not necessarily going to just go purchase you see this cool tech innovative product that's, you know, oh, that looks kind of cool, and you're just going to make an impulse purchase without thinking about it. Those kind of tend to be right up an affiliate's wheelhouse. And also price point, we're seeing that the price points that are like $50 plus, not too expensive, so I would cap it at like $150, but $50 to $150 tends to be what affiliates look for simply because it just makes it worth their while. 10% commission on a $100 product is $10, and 10% commission on a $20 product is $2. It's not so much worth their time.
When you're selling like $8 frother,
it gets hard.
Well, we got the exclusive one. We got the ones that like the crazy box and everything, and they can get up there, but
you got to do a lot of volume.
Yeah, it's true. You got to do volume. Okay. And then when you talk to the Shopify guys and everything, they do that too. They want average order value 100 plus. Otherwise, like they don't even care about it.
Yeah.
So that makes sense that affiliates would do something similar. Okay. And then codes. And you're talking about like literally Amazon coupon codes, like not a coupon code, a promotion code, right? Like they plug it in, or you're just talking about like, hey, I'm running a lightning deal. Like how do you set up?
All the above.
Okay.
All the above. I don't think there's a difference. I don't think the customer cares how they get their promo code. It's really up to the seller. Some sellers want that code public. Some want it, you know, private, so they'll just provide a promo code. As long as the customer gets their deal, I think the affiliate's happy and the customer's happy.
Right, but if you just, like, say I just lowered my price by $10 today and I'm going to lower it for a week, that doesn't totally work, right? You won't accept that as like a promo, no?
Yeah, probably not. Okay. It's got to say it on the Amazon listing so the customer can see it.
Oh,
you know?
But maybe it's a flash-through pricing or something.
That would
maybe.
Work. That would work.
Oh.
As long as the customer knows that they're getting a deal.
Okay.
It's like they have to feel good about it.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet, dude. Amazing. And so what are you looking to do with this thing like going forward? Like what are your grand plans with
I don't know. Trying to enjoy the ride. We're just trying to build it up and help as many Amazon sellers open this new sales channel as quickly as possible. It's been exciting because I think it's something very new. Nobody else is really doing it, and we're doing okay at it. Obviously, a lot of room for growth, and we hope to, you know, grow the numbers that we're bringing in for sellers. But really, yeah, to unlock a new sales channel for as many sellers in as big of a way as possible.
Nice. And how many staff you have?
How many staff?
Yeah.
We got 4 in the U.S. and then a team of, I think we're up to like 13 people overseas.
Nice, dude. That's yeah. A pretty good team.
A lot of developers.
Yeah, a lot of developers. Wow. I believe that. And then are you guys profitable? Or are you venture capital? Not, or what's
we raised a pre-seed round. We could be profitable, but we want to grow. Okay. So we are burning money. But we just finished up our pre-seed round, which was an adventure as well. It was exciting.
Oh, dude, tell me about that. I want to know about. I've never raised money before like that.
Oh, it's hard. Yeah, it's a job of its own. It's balancing 2 full time jobs at the same time.
Hmm.
You got to grow your business. You can't just leave your business. Especially at the stages we were at, we were not just growing; we were starting our business, and then at the same time, you know, go around funding. It's not easy. But yeah, thank God we were able to put that behind us, and now we're just laser focused on growth. Starting January, up until January, we didn't have a dollar of marketing spent. Now we're actually putting budget.
Okay, so and were you burning money before you raised, or you were
break even?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and who you started this with? Who are? Is it just you? Who's one of the founders?
Co-founder Judah okay. Rotenberg. Okay, me and Judah.
Sweet, and you guys put your own money.
We put our own money. We had an initial investment from like the idea phase.
Okay,
And we put that to, we made that loss last a real long time until we were super lean to start. You know, the needle start generating some revenue, start generating some numbers that we were able to bring back to investors and show them, hey, we actually got something here. There's something here. Let's invest in a product. Let's invest in building out marketing and slowly but surely building it out.
That's great, dude. So tell me about raising money. Like, did you go, how was that route? Like, you just went to friends and family, or you did like more of a, you pitched to like some deck and you did like the...
A little bit of friends and family. Mostly what we tried to utilize is people in the space. So people that have experience in the space, whether it's through agencies, they have a big network, or they own softwares already in the space, or affiliate space. We got a little bit of money from. Tried to take it as strategically as possible. Obviously, money's money, so
yeah.
It doesn't really matter where it's coming from if it's money.
Yeah.
But we did try to take it from as many strategic partners as possible.
Okay.
I'm pretty happy with who we have on board.
Okay, nice. Yeah. You never called me. What's up with that, dude? What's up with that, dude?
Dude, you're so busy with the kitchen brand.
What's going on, bro?
We'll get you in the next round.
You gotta hit me up, bro. And is it public data? No, you don't like valuations, you know, this is it's all hidden, right?
Yeah,
nobody
yeah.
knows. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't think you're going to need another round for how long?
Who knows? We'll see.
Okay.
One day at a time.
Okay, dude. Good stuff, man. So, I mean, this is pretty basic, right? Just covering up the program. Hey, what it is like, this is literally, I mean, the reason I wanted to share this with the audience is just because this is free money. Like, you take a product, you price the commission so you still make money, and you get extra sales you weren't going to have from earlier. Like, it's very, very straightforward, very simple. Is there terms and conditions and say how much your company takes versus the influencer, or that's kind of all, like you decided case by case?
We decided on a case by case. It varies based on the affiliate partnership that we have. It's a range of 15 to 30% of the total commission. And that varies okay. based on the particular relationship we have with that particular affiliate.
Right. So the affiliate, they're going to take more than, or they might take whatever. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Interesting. And you're saying 15, 30% of
the commission,
the total. So 15% of 15% or 15% of 25% or whatever it is.
Exactly. Okay. 50, it's of the commission, of the total
commission. Price. Okay, sweet, dude. So now I've shared, like, guys, please, this is a no-brainer thing. If you have any brand at Amazon, really of any size, because like you're saying, the product to influencer or product to affiliate fit, like if you have a baby brush, for example, I mean, I don't know this example, you might already have, but like and that's your only product and you're a small brand, might as well put it up because they may not have a person who has a baby brush, right? Or has a whatever, a creatine, whatever the hell you sell. So like put it on, you may get extra sales, so do that. But now, like, any closing thoughts to just people who are, you know, I don't know, is there any resistance from brands? Like, why would they not sign up? I don't know. What is the resistance you normally hear?
It's actually funny. I was on, we have a sales guy now, and I was just on the phone with him. He's been in the company now for just over a month. So yeah, he's been in a few sales calls already and he's doing it himself. He's doing a great job. And he said, you know, something I realized, David, is the big brands, the calls are so quick. They're so easy. They understand the concept. They sign up. Sometimes we don't even need a call. They just understand. They sign up. It's the smaller guys that are always asking the questions. They're always hesitant. They're always overthinking things and not knowing. You're absolutely right. There's nothing to hide. We're not charging anything. There's no upfront fees, no monthly fees. It's really, I think it's a no-brainer.
That's brilliant. So guys, take it from this is when you have a product that large companies take it and say yes immediately. There is no scam when you're a small person. It's the same offer. So realize people get big when they see a good offer, they need to take it. And so okay, I'm working with these guys because it's like, okay, bring me some sales. And then if you don't, then I don't pay you. I lose nothing. You know, like, and again, and I hope, again, read your own terms and conditions. Like, this is not like a full I didn't probably read all the terms and conditions. And like, okay, my legal department will probably be bad. Like, I don't know. Maybe I signed something. Maybe I didn't. I don't remember. So unfortunately, it's really, I'd say I need to take more responsibility, like making sure, because who knows, maybe the contract says, hey, we'll, I don't know. Dude, I don't know the legal stuff with that. But like, if let's say you sign something you weren't supposed to, that's on you. Like, no matter what I say, don't do shit because I say it. Read your stuff. Don't sign anything if you don't read it. That would be the ideal scenario you should do. But really, the offer is pretty straightforward. Check it out, Archer Affiliates, man. And any closing remarks to anybody, I don't know, that you want to say? Or dude, are you on social media?
I am on social media. LinkedIn. That's where I'm probably most active. So yeah, follow me on LinkedIn.
All right, David Katz. David, and then last name is K-A-T-Z.
Sounds like Katz, spelled K-A-T-Z.
You got it. No closing remarks?
That's it.
Sign up.
Sign up. There it is.
Sweet. All right. That's it then.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. Good to have you.